This is a CKTZ News Update. I'm Lonnie Taylor.
The Forest Trust for the Children of Cortez Island Society issued an update on May 13th.
I spoke with Chair of the Trust, Chris Dragseth, about the progress. Chris, what is the purpose of the Forest Trust for the Children of Cortez Island?
Our society has been in place for over 12 years. We formed in 2010, and our purpose is preservation and protection of five parcels of land that surround the headwaters or the head end of the Carrington Bay area. There's five parcels in there, and that area is locally known as the Children's Forest. So that's our objective, and so we've been working with the landowners for quite a few years to try to get to a point where at a minimum we get protection, but preferably our objective is to purchase those properties over time. So that's still a work in progress.
So the Forest Trust for Children of Cortez Island Society issued an update on May 13th. What progress was announced in that?
That progress relates to an initiative by Mosaic Logging to request or indicate to us it was their intent to include three of the five parcels in what's referred to as the Big Coast Tree Forest Climate Initiative. And so essentially they approached us on April the 4th to find out if there was any objections or concerns that we would have. Clearly we had a lot of questions that we had as to the intent of that initiative and how it would work. So during the course of the following probably 5-6 weeks, we've been doing our due diligence, seeking feedback from the advisors that we use for our society and getting a sense as to whether this is something that's going to be workable and something that we could accept. And we're not endorsing it, but basically Mosaic approached us with that objective. So essentially, we are cautiously optimistic that this is in the right direction. The project is designed to not log those three parcels of property for the next 25 years. So essentially, we've gone part way to meet our objective, which is the protection. So we've got that in place for those three parcels. And on a parallel track, we have work underway to negotiate the sale of two of the core parcels. So there's two parcels right in the center of the Children's Forest that we'll be focusing on in the coming weeks and months to try to get an agreement on sale for those parcels. There's a lot of process documents that are in development right now that guide those discussions, and there's a lot of work on those still yet to be done, but we're making headway, and through some very positive and practical discussions with Mosaic, we are moving forward.
So just to clarify, the 3 acres that Mosaic is offering to protect are separate from the 2 acres that you're in parallel conversations about purchasing.
Yes, there's 5 properties altogether, 5 parcels of land, and 3 of those parcels, Mosaic is going to be setting them aside into their Big Tree or Big Coast project. And the remaining 2 are the ones that we will negotiate for sale in the short term. Yeah, Mosaic basically is the operational arm for Timber West and Island Timberlands. So they have been the folks that we've been dealing with since the summer of July. So July of 2019 was our first introduction to them. And we met with them for the first time in the fall. And those have been very constructive discussions, clear understanding from both parties where we're coming from, professional, progressive, and positive. And I think it's yielded the scenario that we now have with regard to the 3 blocks being set aside for the next 25 years. And an understanding that we're going to negotiate a final sale price for the other 2 over the next little while.
Is the Forest Trust seeking any type of support through funding, financial, volunteers, anything like that in the moving forward?
All of the above. We're always looking for volunteers to help us. And we're always looking for funding from the community. We have had discussions in the past with interested folks locally and from afar. And we'll continue those discussions with those folks. And I think there's some pretty reasonable expectations on our behalf that we should be able to purchase these properties in the coming short term, yet to be defined. But once we get the process documents cleared away, then that moves us down a path to negotiations. And we're hopeful that we'll possibly this time next year, we'll be in a different spot than we are right now.
Wow. Congratulations on the progress. Thank you so much for the update. That's fantastic.
You're welcome. It's a lot of work by a lot of people on our society, and we have basically, we're all volunteers. So a lot of those hours are being put in by a lot of people. So it's definitely a team success.
Lonnie Taylor, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.